I'm not going to walk around begging, scratching, trying to survive. I'm going to live like the king that I am. I got a few people listening. Hallelujah. How do we get to that place? Listen what the psalmist said. Go back to Psalm 8. He said, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. This is verse 5. Thou hast crowned him with what? Glory and honor. Thou makest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Woo! But you know what we say? What they told us to say? Well, God's in control. Whatever's going to be, going to be. Now God said, I gave you dominion over the works of my hand. What is the works of his hand? The moon, the star, the earth, the sea. They were praying in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, and they prayed, Lord, you made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that therein, didn't they? Didn't they pray? Wasn't that what they said? That's the works of his hand. And he gave us charge over. And that we are to bring our children up knowing this. God have made you more than a conqueror. God lives on the inside of you. And he's bigger than anything that ever come against you. You're not an afterthought in the mind of God. You are who God says you are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so many lives of peoples and homes and family have been ripped apart because they accepted something God didn't say. And they're suffering right now. You think God gets some glory out of that? How much glory you get out of suffering? You know why most people put up with it? They think they have to. Somebody stood up here where I'm standing and told you, God put that on you to teach you something. That's what they've been told. Well, you know, you're born in the wrong family. I thought you told me you were born again. Amen. I used to let people intimidate me. I used to let them do a lot of stuff because I was looking at me. But when I began to look at him in me, it changes everything. Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage somebody. I'm here because this is a day of beginning for some of you. Hallelujah. When a man, so children, you are precious to Jesus. Every time, parents, it's your responsibility, and as you come to church, we have people here to teach children and you the things of the word. And it's your responsibility to make sure those children get in that word, and you tell them, you teach them how to confess that word, what to say about themselves. Don't ever let those children call themselves dumb, dummies, stupid. Let them know they are made in the image and likeness of God. Amen. Amen. And you pray over them every day. And you cover them every day. And let them know they go out. You don't have to be afraid of anything, anybody, anytime, anywhere. And let them know you are just as intelligent as anybody else. There may be some things you don't know yet, but you can learn them. Amen. Let them know you can do anything you want to do in life. Don't let anybody label you or tag you because where you came from or what color your skin is or how you got here is what you do after you get here. I'm preaching good. I told some people, it doesn't matter. I mean, it may have been that way, but once you hear the word, once you get the gospel, once you receive Jesus, it doesn't matter what people said about you. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter about what mom and daddy didn't do. What matter what you are going to do with what you just heard? Are you going to play church? Come up here and just to be up in the building? Are you coming here to learn so you can go back and get in that Bible and dig it out and say, Lord, I'm going to live this kind of life? Have you made a decision? Are you just coming up here because somebody else asked you to come? If that's the reason, you can change that. So I'm not going to waste my time just coming. If I'm going to be a part of something, I'm going all out for it. Hallelujah. 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 If God was so gracious and gave and paid such price for my freedom and your freedom, if it cost him that much, I must be very dear to him. You must be very dear and precious to him. Listen, when a man is made righteous, he will believe God. A righteous man, that's a sign of a righteous man. He'll believe God. That's one of the things about a righteous person. They'll believe God. And when God speaks to him or speaks to his heart or his spirit, and see, God will speak to a righteous man. That's why he made us righteous. We have become the righteousness of God so he could talk to us. We could commune with him. He'll speak in your spirit because that's where he is. God, once you get born again, God is in your spirit, his life. You are who he is. Hello? Hallelujah. He will speak to him in his heart or spirit. This is why we must renew our mind. Every person, this truth have blessed me because through life, I used to let the devil beat me up. I used to let him rob me of precious time with the Father. You know how? I go to pray, I felt so unworthy. I know ain't none of you ever been there. I'm struggling trying to pray. In my mind, because I hadn't renewed it to the word, I mean, I'm just struggling. And my mind telling me, your words ain't getting as high as that ceiling. Really don't need to get that high. I see right here. God right here all the time.